It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome to the Circle of Insight Foreign Affairs, where you will receive a daily briefing on national security news from around the world. Let's get started. Here's your host, Dr. Carlos.
In 2022, 6,700 phones were seized in California prisons, which is actually down from 10,500. They're smuggled in by correctional officers and free staff, such as cooks, counselors, electricians, and nurses. Some are even dropped onto prison yards using drones. Not as many. Mexican mafia associates told the LA Times that the market for phones is even bigger than drugs. The person said, "Everybody wants a phone. Some want it for illegal activity, but some just want it to FaceTime their wife or watch movies. Cell phones make the time go easier," they say. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation declined a request to interview investigators about the prevalence of cell phones behind bars. Instead, a department spokesperson said, "The use of contraband cell phones by incarcerated members and associates is highly dangerous, as they are used to communicate with other gang members, including those aligned with the Mexican mafia. While no approach is 100% effective, investigators use cell inspections, body searches, metal detectors, x-ray scanners, video surveillance, and dogs to keep a large amount of contraband from entering." I mean, they're not effective if they're getting bought out. I mean, these COs aren't doing it for the heck of it. And anybody else is doing it is probably doing it either for the money or some kind of connection with that person. A decade ago, the Mexican mafia associate said they paid $400 for the first phone. Phones now go for anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000. An inmate at his prison cultivated a relationship with a corrupt kitchen employee who would hide dozens of phones inside boxes of oatmeal and crackers and bring them into the prison. The arrangement was so lucrative that before the phone dealer was transferred to another prison, he sold the connection to another inmate for $20,000. Like all illegal commodities in prison, the Mexican mafia taxes the phone trade. And believe it or not, in 2013, an inmate at Cala Patria, nicknamed Creeper, used a cell phone to call a man by the name of Mike Boo, a reputed Mexican mafia member whose phone had been tapped by the Ventura County sheriffs. Creeper had said that some inmates had smuggled in 10 phones without paying taxes. Creeper was not happy about this, so they said, "You're going to have to pay a tax, one-third tax imposed on all drug sales in prison, but you're going to pay, you're going to give respetos. You're going to give something for the señoras," they said. Creeper complained they had already had sold some of the phones and made a gang of feria, a bunch of cash. In prison, inmates returned to their cells in the evening and guards walked the cell blocks to make sure all are accounted for. Once the count was done, the Mexican mafia associate told the LA Times he would turn on his phone and stay up until 1 or 2 in the morning doing business on the phone nonstop, selling drugs inside and outside of prison, collecting taxes from street gangs. Mexican mafia members involved in the drug trade once relied on people outside of prison to make wire transfers, maintain post office boxes or mail drops, and send money orders. Now, they just use Cash Apps, PayPal, Green Dot, Zelle, you name it. Authorities had tapped the cell phone of Danny Boy, a state prisoner and reputed member of the Mexican mafia, when he got a call from a man who identified himself as Jerry. Jerry said he was with Pina's Hermano, Peanut Butter. Robert Reese, a Mexican mafia nicknamed Peanut Butter, had fled to Mexico after jumping bail. "Within a couple of weeks, we're going to deal with it again with some material," said Jerry. "Oh, okay," said Peanut. This is from when they grabbed the phone calls and the conversations. Jerry said a pound of methamphetamine could be bought in Tijuana for $1,000 plus $800 across it and sold in California for $2,000. A kilo of black tar heroin, valued at $26,000 in California, cost half in Mexico. They continue on with the conversation of how they were interacting. In another call, Pina appeared to acknowledge a lack of enforcement from the authorities, telling three other Mexican mafia members although they're not bothering us, you can believe they're investigating every single angle about us. Over the contraband phone, he added, "So we all got to be careful, man, about what's going on, because you got a lot of us that are doing a lot of things," end quote. So the story was written by Matthew Ormseth in LA Times. And you can see the activities. People have heard about it. People have known about it for a while. So it was interesting to get this article to kind of, again, come out into the forefront about the prevalence and the audacity of the contraband cell phones in the prison systems. So when people say there are no drugs, you know, people are going to dry up in prison, there's no drugs in there, or they don't make any money, or it's far from the truth. That's it for now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.